first of all, Juan, tell me your name and what you do for Alltech.
Yeah, my name is Juan Tricarico, and I'm Research Manager for Rumen and Nutrition with Alltech.
Well, you were talking about, and I heard Dr. Lyons mention this yesterday, the walking fermenter. And tell me, first of all, I love that term. Why do you use that term?
Well, we use that term because ruminants, dairy cows, are in fact walking fermenters. They have this evolutionary strategy to maximize fiber digestion, which they can capitalize on by hosting billions of microorganisms in a particular portion of their anatomy, which is called the rumen. And that rumen is where the feed goes in first, before any digestion by the actual animal takes place. Microorganisms actually digest the feed. So that's why that fermentation takes place, and that's why we call it walking fermenter.
I think it's a great term, and your presentation was on gut health, the future of cow production. Tell me what you see in this area in terms of future for these dairy farmers.
Well, I think that the future for the dairy farmer has to be tied in exclusively with efficiency of resource use. So it has to be an integrative approach. You have to be able to be profitable and also project into the future. So you have to be sustainable. And again, you're going to have to be able to use those nutrients efficiently. The animal, the dairy cow, has the ability to use some nutrients very efficiently, some of them not so efficiently. So we really need to keep our focus on that. And work for that. Some of the ways that we've been feeding cows in the past is going to have to change. And one of the things, for example, is better use of forage. It's something that people have preached for a lot of time, but now it is an absolute necessity. You could get away in the past with feeding the minimum amount of fiber to ensure no ruminal dysfunction. Mm-hmm. Now I think we have to change that paradigm.
So can you give me some specifics there? Like, I know this might be different depending on where you're located geographically, but just for our American dairy farmers in the Northeast or Midwest, I mean, what would be some specific ways you might suggest that they better feed that animal?
Well, they're already doing it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of producers that are already feeding healthier diets that contain more forage and that can sustain reasonable milk production levels. One of the things that's going to happen is that we don't have to just keep chasing that, highest milk production possible, because that doesn't necessarily align itself with the most profitable system and with the most sustainable system. So now we just need to fall in line with profitability and sustainability as our main goals.
Mm-hmm. So some of the things that you were telling them to help efficiency, what would be like one thing that they could do that would have the most impact from your standpoint, your research, to be more efficient?
As I said, I think making sure that the forages that they work with are the best forages that they can possibly have. Sometimes you have to dance with the undesirable forage, but that's part of life. If you work hard to get good quality forage and get and extract the most amount of nutrients from that material, then you should be in good shape.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Juan, for speaking to me here at this Global Dairy 500 Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.